This is Anatomy of Success, and I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus. Welcome this week. To be super successful in life, let's remove envy by doing 7 things. Glad you joined us. Let's get started. Welcome to Anatomy of Success. If you're new here, we talk about my 4 tenets of equanimity every week: better health, healthy relationships, healthy intimate relationships, and finding more satisfying work in life. Now, if we focus on those 4 categories, history has proven life gets better. We become more satisfied. We find more joy in our day, and it works. And it starts with a commitment to personal health and well-being. That's a great place to start if you're looking for some place to start. So please subscribe to our YouTube channel if you would. If you prefer, we have an audio podcast. You're welcome to join us there on the go. Then head over to weatherology.com. That's my business page. You'll find me under About Us. Follow along in social media if you'd like. Love to connect with you. And then grab the Weatherology mobile app. It is free. Envy and jealousy are really ugly emotions that prevent people from staying laser focused. When we are consumed with envy, our life is preoccupied with social comparisons that leave us feeling empty and very unfulfilled. You know, it's funny how social media and social media apps have the ability to bring out the worst in people. It's a sad testimony to the situation of the world and the condition that we're existing in today. The desire for deep human connection has been replaced with superficiality. And the catalyst is often envy and jealousy. We chase wealth, fame, aesthetic beauty. Regardless, envy is the mother of resentment. And that drives people to disdain anyone that achieves success. Envy is the weapon used by politicians that create division by castigating a group of people that have done well, demonize them to get the support from the majority of the other people that don't have that. Kind of pathetic. So to avoid the ugly trap of envy, here are 7 things we can do to be more successful in life. Luck. Envious people attribute success to good luck. They know nothing about hard work, focus, and discipline. That justifies success under the auspices of natural ability and good fortune. That conveniently removes sacrifice, tenacity, determination, personal achievement. Are some people lucky? Sure. But most successful people, they paid a tremendous price to achieve their success. Failing to appreciate that reduces success now to some stroke of good fortune. Let's not fall into that trap. Deceive. Envy forces people to compromise their integrity because they desire success so strongly. Envy is dishonest, malicious, deceitful. And the envious person suffers the most. Successful people don't care what we think. They're too busy being awesome. When we spend all of our energy attempting to undermine someone else's success, we suffer. We deceive ourselves into believing in artificial attempts to build self-esteem. The envious person spends all their energy attempting to tear people down instead of embracing the discomfort of personal excellence. Admiration. Every envious person has low self-esteem. They don't value themselves enough to appreciate the accomplishments of others, so they tear people down. It's a pathetic ritual that results in constantly trying to explain someone else's success instead of doing the work required to improve. When we learn to admire successful people, this dynamic changes. Admiration is a noble feeling rich with positive energy. It's a sign of a healthy, emotionally intelligent person who lives with abundance. Speaking of which, abundance. Envious people live in a world of scarcity. The perception of limitation coincides with every deviant thought. They believe someone else's success prevents them from getting what they deserve. Here's a bulletin. We don't deserve anything. We are blessed to be alive. It's a miracle. And when we appreciate the limitation of time, we use it wisely and we embrace abundance. Success has enough room for everyone. Inauthentic. People who struggle with envy are disingenuous. They publicly praise our accomplishments, then privately vilify our victories. Living a life committed to being resentful requires remarkable energy at the expense of dedicating time to more productive endeavors. Cultivating our authentic voice takes focus. Feeling envious is inconsistent with that process. Wisdom. Gaining wisdom is an incredible gift, and it takes time and effort. Wisdom gives us the ability to listen and learn from other people, even if we disagree. Wisdom also gives us the ability to better understand ourselves and recognize destructive tendencies. Extricating feelings of envy are essential for ensuring they don't take root. Wisdom allows us to replace greed with generosity and hate with kindness. More positive feelings will make envy less appealing. Liberate. By focusing on self-awareness, we can liberate ourselves from envious feelings. We have to resist judging ourselves, but appreciate destructive tendencies. When we have compassion, love, patience, we start to extricate the negative feelings. Once we learn to run our own race, we liberate ourselves from the need to make social comparison and define success on our own terms. That's what we do here at Anatomy of Success. Remove the social temptations and the pressure, and we liberate ourselves to define success on our terms and move in the direction of genuine authenticity. Hope you benefited from this discussion today about the ugliness of envy. It will ruin a dream quick. I'm Steve Wolenhaus. This is Anatomy of Success. Thanks for joining us. Come back again next week. Until then, let's stay focused, let's stay positive, and let's stay optimistic.